Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Good afternoon, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, well and you?
It feels like a marathon. It feels like we just ran a marathon, actually. Listen, I saw one of your speakers today, a guy by the name of Big Daddy Liberty.
Yes.
What a fantastic...
My colleague.
Yes, your colleague. He's absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
No, he's literally and figuratively larger than life.
Absolutely.
Is he the guy who I saw a couple of vlogs? He was in Israel quite recently.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was pretty impressive stuff.
He's very, very smart guy.
Yeah, that'll
coming
be interesting.
To dive in.
Okay.
He's smart and he's funny. No, Sikla is a very cool guy. He usually hosts one of our TV programs where we have a panel sitting in. And the panel changes. It's amongst people in the place. And, Sikle does most of the, chairing, the hearing, whatever you want to call it. And he's really, wow, you know, he gets the pace going and he really, you know, puts it to us as to what the issues of the day are. And it's, ends up being quite a lot of fun.
Sarah, I'm particularly excited to talk to you today because, by all accounts, you have a good news story for a change, I suppose.
Well, you asked last week, and
yes, we did.
We begged, actually.
We did, but I'm just so excited to see that it's about, you know, you say here there's reasons for hope on race, and wow,
yeah.
I mean, don't think you could get much better news than that. What do you want to tell us?
Okay, well, we're used to in public. Appeals to racial solidarity. We've seen it amongst government ministers. We've even seen it from our president, who sort of draws an implicit distinction between our person and the unnamed other or their people. And that creates, you know, you've already got that barrier. And then, of course, we have the dominant narrative coming out of social media, and that you know better than I do that how ugly that can be, and people just go berserk, expressing their hatred and their views of other people. And while this is understandable, we say it's not actually, it doesn't actually reflect the board realities. What we've done is we have a report which we call Reasons of Hope 2019 Uniting the Middle. And it's based on a representative survey, and we've now done 3 or 4 of these surveys annually. So this would have been done in very late last year, which really shows that most South Africans are moderate in their attitudes towards one another, towards one another, and in some respects similar in what they aspire to for themselves and for the country. Our most revealing question was probably whether different races needed one another for progress, and whether there should be full opportunities for all. Very interesting. Just short of 9 out of 10, which is 88% of respondents, agreed.
Wow.
And among African respondents, agreement was at 86%, while among minority groups, you know, coloreds, Indian whites, it was well over 90%, with the Indians agreeing 100%. Here's a really interesting number. Fewer than half of the respondents reported that they had personally experienced racism, with Africans significantly less likely than members of minority groups to report experiencing it. And that would obviously, you know, to most people find that incredibly unbelievable. But when asked basically a question on what needs to be done to improve people's lives, most respondents from across the board, and this is a key issue, focused on employment, education, and high quality service provision. Now that unemployment or employment, whichever way you want to put it, is always the top issue. It is always the main issue. The others may swap a bit, and crime has come in very, very high up the list recently, with the police being the least trusted group in the civil service at the moment. I think probably the final, and it's a very detailed report, and there's much more to say on it, but it's interesting to see that solutions based on race-based redress, such as BEE or affirmative action or land reform, came in positively at under 20% among all categories of respondents. So what we're really basically hearing from this is that while our politicians and perhaps some of our sort of media celebs have fairly, have views that distinguish and divide people, the people of South Africa
don't.
Common sense, yeah. Want the same things and just want to get on with it in the best possible way.
And you know what? That's what we need to take cognizance of and take that with us and Absolutely. Use it every single day.
Yeah.
Because our politicians from beginning to end are absolutely corrupt.
What it shows, sorry, just to add to that, is that basically most people are not taken in by that sort of inflammatory rhetoric. That's not what they pay attention to. They respond from their experience as to what it is they need and the country needs in order to get on.
Amazing.
Wow, Sarah, we asked for a good news story. You certainly delivered. That is for sure.
Can we access this report?
I'll be back to bad news next week, I'm sure.
Can we access this report of yours?
Yes, it's on the IRR website. It's irr.org.za.
Okay. Saragon, thank you very, very much. We wish you a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, look forward to speaking to you next week. I'll bring the antidepressants. Awesome. That's Saragon. She's policy fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations.